What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan, standing by. There are reports now that the Browns have announced who their starting quarterback is. I'm just kind of flying.
Yeah, who might that be, Andy?
And there it is, right there. 1 minute ago, released by the Cleveland Browns. Joe Cool is leading the way. This is breaking news.
He picked up Joe Burrow?
Is this breaking news? Want to call
breaking 92.3 The Fan, breaking news.
We've named Joe Flacco our starting quarterback. See the disgusting look Dan gave me when I said, is this breaking news? I think it's breaking news. Joe Flacco is starting quarterback. So week one, Joe Flacco will be your starting quarterback. You know what? Let's get some reaction to that because we have a super friend on the show who both you and I hang out with on game days. And we know him and love him from the Browns Radio Network. He is Tyvus Powell. He's on the fan hotline. Tyvus, big breaking news right there. Joe Flacco is going to start week number one. He is their starting quarterback. Is he starting this week or is he starting week one? I'm assuming week one. Okay, go ahead.
Is that breaking news?
Yes, it's breaking. It's breaking news.
Is that something that we all didn't know?
Breaking news. Break it for us.
Yeah. Well, that was the worst kept breaking news I've ever seen all year. I mean, once the injuries played a factor into all this and we never got a chance to see Kenny Pickett, it was quite evident. We've seen the young guys, both young guys, although had some good showings, both have some work to do. You just wouldn't be confident with those guys going in week one against Cincinnati. So it's the right choice. It's the only choice.
I think it's a disappointing choice. Hi, Tyvus. I say that for this reason.
How do you work with this negativity, Tyvus?
No, it's not. It's not negative. I've said all along, my hope was that somebody would beat out Joe Flacco. Because that would mean you have a young guy on the rise who you really like. Pickett might have had a chance, Tyvus, but obviously with his hamstring, he didn't get that opportunity. So now it's Joe. I wonder how long of a look he gets. And you know, if it's not going well and Pickett gets healthy, does he get in there? If it's not going well, does Dylan Gabriel, does Shedeur Sanders get a chance? What do you think?
I think that's the ultimate question. How long will Joe last? A lot of people are on about 4 to 6 games is the kind of his range. You know, people wonder, why do y'all say that? Well, with the Browns, it took 6 games before he fell off the cliff. Before us, he was with the Jets. It took like 3 games, and then he went off the cliff. Last year, he was with the Colts. I think it took 2 games, and then he fell off the cliff. So it's the point of making sure that you're ready and having these young guys ready to go. Like I said, I wasn't confident in these young guys starting the season. But you give them a couple of weeks, which Joe Flacco can give you a couple of weeks. You know, I think that they will be able to learn pretty quickly and be able to contribute right away. Now, question is, which one out of the two are you more comfortable with going in there? And I think that is something that remains to be seen. Right now, if I had to pick my choice, it would be Shedeur. But I can't say that I didn't like some of the stuff I've seen with Dylan Gabriel. Obviously, the 2 turnovers played a huge factor into Dylan Gabriel's performance. But before that, he seemed like he looked really good in that offense. You know, some of his passes was great. You know, converting on those third downs was big. My only issue, the biggest difference between him and Shedeur, outside of the turnovers, of course, it's to me, when Shedeur gets in the red zone, Shedeur turns his into touchdowns to where Dylan Gabriel had a couple of field goals. So that, to me, is a huge difference.
Tyvus, do you think they're keeping 4 quarterbacks still? And to double down on that, if they keep 3, would you be okay with the 2 rookies right now, one of them being the backup?
I don't think they need to keep 4. I really don't. I mean, I know you didn't get a fair assessment of seeing Kenny Pickett, but I just think that you'd be doing the 2 young guys a disservice if you keep Kenny Pickett as well. You know, the ultimate goal of this season is once the 17 games is over and if the Browns don't make the postseason, whenever their last game is, this fan base just want to know, do we have the quarterback on the roster for the future? That's ultimately what this whole season ties into for a lot of this fan base. And if you get Kenny Pickett in here, you're just delaying again us finding out if we have that guy on this roster or not. So I think you got to find out. I just don't want it to be too early. I don't want to stunt people's growth by putting them in there week one, you know, because there'll be some growing pains. I think if you let them sit for a couple of whiles, history shows that that does them some good.
Why couldn't that guy be Kenny Pickett?
What, on the roster for the rest of the day?
No. I feel like maybe having a quarterback for the future.
He's only
27.
I think that a lot of people seeing Kenny Pickett, you kind of are who you are. I know the Sam Darnold thing happened, but the thing about the Sam Darnold thing is that's not something that happens all the time. You know, people, we try to make this into like this is the norm. Because maybe Geno Smith did it and maybe Sam Darnold did it. So we're trying to look like, oh, this is the new norm. You take a former first round pick and, you know, you get him in your system and boom, he just flourishes. That doesn't happen all the time. It's rare. It's been happening. Obviously, I gave you two examples. I guess you could throw Baker Mayfield, but Baker even bounced around a couple of times before he got it. So I don't know. I just don't think that's right now is – especially when you got two first-round picks next year, I kind of think, like, you don't really need to necessarily look at him, you know? I think that Joe is your best option. You've seen him in camp for the parts that he was healthy. Everybody that's seen all four quarterbacks said that Joe head and shoulders was better than the other three, and that's including Kenny Pickett. So if that's the case, I don't understand why you need to look at what is Kenny going to do that the other two can't do. And then on top of that, you got the other two longer and they're cheaper. They always say, Jeff, the rule is if two players are the same, give you the same talent and give you the same stuff on the field, then you go with the younger guy because you have him longer and you have him, and he's cheaper and he's younger. So that's why they will go with the two young guys.
I'm curious to see if Pickett has anything, Tyvison. You know, that's why it's so disappointing that the guy hurt his hamstring. He has some success in the NFL, and you know, some team thought highly enough of him to make him a first-round pick. And you're right. You know, it's not the norm that a Sam Darnold situation happens, but it's also not the norm that a third- or a fifth-round quarterback become your franchise guy. So the fact that nobody is beating out Flacco just screams to me, all right, who are they going to take next year at quarterback?
Anyone ultimately could be the possibility. I just think there may be – you know, you give them a couple of more weeks and, you know, who knows? I'm actually disappointed in the fact that Kenny got hurt as well because I wanted to see it. You know, this is a guy, like depth chart-wise, he was second. He was second on the depth chart. And I don't know if that was because of his experience in the league or if it was play. I'm going to assume that it was play. And the fact that we've seen what the quarterback four and quarterback three look like, kind of made me want to see what the second guy looked like. Why is he getting rest with the ones? Why is he the second guy in? I wanted to see what it looked like in this offense, but unfortunately, injuries is a part of it. So many great players that we can name that, you know, when they was able to play, they were good, but their careers fell short because they just weren't durable. And I always continue to say, you can't make the club from the tub. So it's unfortunate that he got hurt. You know, who knows? Maybe he'll stick around. Maybe he'll take a practice squad type thing. I don't think he would, but you never know. The Browns do a good job of negotiating those type of things. So maybe they'll make it worth his while.
Tyvus, they picked up Isaiah Bond, wide receiver, had some issues and was available as a free agent. Is making the money of a guy that probably would have got signed at the end of the second round, third round. So that's probably where he would have been drafted. Your thoughts on that and what that means for the wide receiving core?
Well, I mean, I'm gonna keep the off the field issues because I'm not really too familiar with that whole entire situation. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna just stick to the field. I mean, on field wise, I mean, this is a guy that was explosive. He stretches the field, which is something that you don't have. I think that when you look at that wide receiver room, if he does hit, if he is the guy like people will project him to be. Because I think they compared him kind of to like a Jaylen Waddle. If he is like that, then obviously you're building to the future. If you hit on one of these quarterbacks, one of these rookie quarterbacks, if Quinshon can be who Quinshon's supposed to be, and Harold Fanning, Carson Schlesinger, Mason Graham, now you got a good solid foundation for the future. You know, you got some good pieces that you can count on years from now. You're building a solid foundation. And Isaiah Bond could definitely be that. You know, if he really gets in that playbook and learns the things and catch up to the speed, him, Judy Tillman, that could be nice. That could be really nice because now you got a guy that can absolutely take the top off of a defense.
I agree with you completely. I love the, from a football standpoint, I love the move, Tyvus. I like the idea that Tommy Rees was his offensive coordinator at Alabama, and now here he sits in Cleveland.
Yeah, I think that's when he played his best ball, actually, was with Alabama. So, yeah, I like it. He knows what to do to get him open. So it should be good. Obviously, with that, the contract that he signed, you would think he's a lock to make this roster. So I'm actually intrigued to see who's the odd man out.
That's a good question. You think a team will keep 5 or 6 wide receivers?
Well, I think if they decide to keep 4 quarterbacks, I think you can make 5. But if you decide to keep 3 quarterbacks, you could go with your norm and keep 6.
All right, I'm going to switch gears on you just for a second. Julian Sain officially getting the job at Ohio State. I'm going to get a little Buckeye info on you. Your thoughts on him being the starting quarterback for this first game against Texas, which is a week from Saturday at noon.
you had to make sure you threw that out there.
At noon.
I think that Julian Sain arm talent is really good. I think that he is probably a good choice for him. I do like Lincoln, though. I do want to see Lincoln at some point, you know, get some snaps in there as well, because I don't want his last thought. When people think of Lincoln Kinghouse, I don't want him to just think of the Cotton Bowl. I think he's earned the right to be able to change that narrative. But arm talent-wise, throwing the ball-wise, just quick release-wise, Julian Sain was the better option in that. It's nice to see, though, but I want to see how he does against, you know, Arch Manning and this Texas team. They're supposed to be projected to win the national championship this year. I want to see if he's able to, you know, lock in and block out the noise and still have a successful game against Texas.
It is weird, though. I think the Buckeyes are favored in this game against Texas only because it's at home, right? That's the only reason why.
Well, probably. I mean, or maybe they don't believe in the Arch Manning hype.
That's possible. I just give me your overall feelings on Ohio State.
I think this is just a young team. You know, obviously, as this season goes on, I think as fans, you have to be kind of patient with them. I think that they'll win games, but it won't be in a dominant fashion because you got young guys that are still trying to figure things out. But I think by the time you get towards the end of that season, you know, hopefully these guys have grown, the experience has caught up to them. And because talent-wise, they're as good as anybody talent-wise. I'll be very interested to see how these coordinators work. You know, it's very difficult, you know, having 2 different coordinators coming into the season and trying to put it all together. This is just a lot of turnover, especially with the roster being the way it is. But, you know, Ryan Day does a really good job of, you know, getting teams prepared. And I think that they'll be obviously in the playoffs, and I'm interested to see how much they've grown since the beginning of the season to the end. And if they have, then they have the talent to go all the way and absolutely repeat. But it's going to be a long road to do that.
All right, let's see how good you are. Bedford opens up against East. They play Twinsburg after that. Big game against Padua, 3rd game of the season. Break down the Bedford Bearcats.
I couldn't tell you.
All right, I just want to see if you'd be honest.
If I remember correctly, I think Bedford has a really good running back, but I think he's like small. I think he's like a smaller guy, but they say he's really, really good. I don't know his name, but this is kind of that's just some of the stuff that I know about Bedford this year.
I'm just making sure. I just want to see how good you are. You know, we love working with you, both of us too, Jeff. We sing your praises. We sing your praises when you're not looking, even though we don't do that to your face.
Well, it is what it is. I just want to win Fact or Fiction. That's all.
One day you will. I'll feel good for it.
How do you win something that has no scoring system?
Well, it does have a scoring system. We're going to have to fill them in, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
We're going to have to fill them in.
I will see you 2 gentlemen Saturday.
Yes, sir. We will see you on Saturday. Thank you, Tyvus. We appreciate you.
Thanks, buddy.
No problem.
Super. You got it. Super friend of the show, Tyvus Powell, Browns Radio Network. Also works with Jeff and I on the Browns Radio Network pre and post game. So nice enough to join us.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
week one starter against the Cincinnati Bengals for the Cleveland Browns. So Joe is officially back as your starting quarterback. The last time he started a game, regular season? Well, not regular season, it was a playoff game. And unfortunately, that did not go in the right direction. But when he was here during the regular season, it was outstanding. And we're hoping for a little bit more of that. It's Baskin and Phelps, 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. The Browns said it today. Joe Flacco, week one starter. Are you excited? Did they make the right move? Are you disappointed? Do you think they made a bad move knowing they've got rookies on this team that they probably want to see what they're going to do? You could say that if the Browns are starting Joe Flacco, they wasted two draft picks this year. Is that the way you see it? I'm just curious. 216-474-0092. Jeff Phelps, we start with you.
Under the current situation, it would seem that starting Joe in week one is the right move. To me, overall, it's a colossal failure.
Yeah, even before it starts, it's a colossal failure?
You brought in four quarterbacks. The one who starts is the 40-year-old? One of the two rookies didn't look good enough to beat him out? The guy who might have has a pulled hamstring? You're starting a 40-year-old guy, not long-term. To me, it just screams you're going to be drafting a quarterback next year.
So you're saying that...
And that's nothing against Joe. He beat him out, Andy.
Yeah, I mean, he did.
But he didn't need to beat out Pickett. The hamstring beat him out.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, it's just like, oh, man. Because I'm hoping that they can find somebody who they really like at quarterback long-term. And they still might. You know, there's no guarantee Joe keeps this job for a long time. And you wouldn't want to throw Gabriel or Sanders out there right away anyway. But to me, it's just, oh, man. It was the most disappointing result that I could have. And I said that weeks ago. If Joe's the starter, it's like, oh, geez.
Epic failure, I feel right? That way. That's, your two words were epic failure.
It was colossal.
Colossal. Sorry. Yeah. Epic is yeah. Colossal failure.
It doesn't have to stay that way.
Okay. But if you knew, let's just say Shedeur Sanders is the future. Okay. And we all knew if the team came out and said, you know what? We believe it. And I'm just saying, Shedeur, has nothing to do with Gabriel. It's just I'm picking one of them.
You're picking a name.
I just picked a name. Sanders is the future. We feel confident in him, and he will be our starter of the future.
No, you can't say that either.
Well, why not? Well, we were really impressed with what we saw. We don't think he's there yet to make him the starter week one, but we do think that he will be somewhere down the road. We're going to let Joe start this thing, and we'll see where it goes.
Because at the very least,
kind of what happened with Joe last year in Indianapolis? With
not
Richardson?
Really.
No.
Richardson was terrible. They put Joe in, and then Joe wasn't what they wanted, and they brought Richardson back. And we're so impressed with Anthony Richardson that Daniel Jones is probably going to be the starter in Indy.
They're supposed to announce that today. I just saw that.
Probably Daniel Jones.
So is there any scenario where Flacco was the starter that you were not going to be disappointed?
If
Pickett?
If so, it's the one that we have right now because Pickett was injured and not able to compete. I heard Kevin Stefanski say, you know, we've been looking at these guys since April. And I thought, well, does that mean that, you know, Pickett's not going to be just judged on what he's not been able to do because of the hamstring? Did they see enough before they thought he was the guy? You know, I would like to sort through the other three guys. I want to see if by chance you have a quarterback of the future.
Siciliano read the new twist on the injury. Just this year is the first year it's in, where you can take two guys and just they go instantly to the injured reserve, and they don't have to clear waivers. Two.
And that might be Kenny Pickett.
Yeah. I kind of feel like that's what it's going to be.
Might be.
Or they trade him. Or it's going to be one of the rookies.
But see,
Sanders is still dealing with issues, it could be him. Wouldn't it be easier to make it him?
Could be.
I think it'd be easier. And then that way, if you got into the season... Again, you're still giving Sanders a longer run that maybe you use him in the middle of the season and then watch he'll come in and have success. People are like, oh, I don't understand why he didn't play.
Well, it's disappointing that Pickett couldn't do it because you might have moved on from either Flacco or Pickett. You know?
Colossal failure, my partner over here says. Dan?
I don't look at it that way because I'm playing the 2-year game on this. I mean, I'm... I'm going to stand here and say it. The goal of this season is to figure out if the starting quarterback of the future is on this roster or if it's in the 2026 draft. If you want to roll Joe Flacco out there for the first nine games, because you want to give these rookies a chance to learn and see how fast the NFL game moves and how fast the first team is, sure, fine, sounds great. If you thought Kenny Pickett was a better answer, okay, fine, do that instead. I'm good with Flacco as week one starter. Fine. My starter's in the 2026 draft. So, sure, however you want to go about this,
do it. So let me ask you this. If I said to you, if your starter's in the 2026 draft, you think they wasted two picks this year?
No. No, I don't think it's – I don't think A equals B, mostly due to the fact that you can
– They probably wasted one pick, though.
No. I don't think that's the case either.
Unless you're trying to tell me that the quarterback they bring in next year –
and fifth-round picks. They weren't – it was very unlikely that they were going to be the starter for game one.
Ron Wolf, what happens when you draft a quarterback? You either get a starter, you get a backup, you get a trade chip, or you get a bust, right? That's how you got to look at this.
And, there's still plenty of time for those guys.
Exactly. There's a ton of time. They're cheap on top of that. You need cheap if you're going to have to pony up to pay your other starting quarterback to not play next year for you. You're going to need money. So you want cheapness in there. And you're going to have two guys who are going to be a year into the system anyway.
It just seems to me that with Flacco starting, and I understand it, I would start him over Gabriel and Sanders. I was hoping one of them might show something and you decided he was the guy. With Flacco starting, I don't think Dan's scenario where after 7, 8, 9 games you pull Joe and you start a rookie, I don't think that you could base your quarterback of the future on having 7, 8, or 9 games of a look. So that to me, this screams to me completely what Dan said. You're going to draft a quarterback in 2026. That's what this screams. And my thought was Kenny Pickett might keep you from doing that, maybe, but it seemed likely all along you're going to draft a quarterback in 2026. To me, this just hammers that home.
Andy, I've always wanted to do this. You ready?
Yeah.
Except, Jeff, there's just one thing.
Oh, Jeff, there's one thing.
There's just one thing.
What's the one thing?
What if Joe Flacco goes out and goes like 6-3?
He continues to play.
Well, then he continues to play, and you draft a quarterback in 2026.
You're still taking a QB in 26? Okay.
He's 40.
Agree.
He's 40. You're drafting.
I don't know that I am.
You are drafting a quarterback
in 2026.
If they're six and three, make it to the playoffs and win a game, he's going to be 41 as a starting quarterback.
But you're still drafting a quarterback in 2026.
I don't necessarily know, because if I still like Gabriel or Sanders, if I like both of them, why would I draft another quarterback?
You guys are assuming that Joe's going to go out and win games. I don't think that's going to be the case.
I'm going to give you another theory here.
Jeff, I think this is going to go as messy as you do. I have a feeling they win. Joe Flacco in the beginning of the season gives the perception that they want to win games. Can we agree with that?
I'm going to give you another way to look at this. Ready?
But reality, I think, will tell a different story than perception. I think reality will have them as a 2-6 or 2-7 by the time we get through with that.
Also, ask yourself this. If you want your starting quarterback, who is either a third or a fifth round pick, to have success, are you setting them up for success by letting them start against Cincinnati, Baltimore, Green Bay, Detroit, Minnesota, and Pittsburgh? Is that success? Or could you let your young quarterback have a little while to continue to get used to what's going on in the NFL, to understand the playbook a little bit more, and to not throw him to the wolves early on in the season? That's another way to look at it. Hey, you know, one of these two guys, maybe Sanders is the guy. Maybe he is. But we don't want to throw him to the wolves in the first couple weeks of the season. We're not ready. We're actually going to let a quarterback, a young quarterback, get comfortable before we throw him to the wolves like we did with DTR. And again, I'm just, that's what they did to DTR. I don't want to see them do that again. I think it's just another way to look at it, where it's not a colossal failure. They are trying to ease a guy into the job. It's to me, that just is kind of the way it is.
If you're a 4-win ball club and Joe Flacco is starting games in week 12, we have a different conversation.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. I'm with that. I'm totally with you on that.
That'll make you wonder what's going on, huh?
Yeah, well, that would be the, okay, what in God's grace?
Do you have no confidence?
Are these guys like a total mess? What the hell's happening?
Then you would say you wasted two draft choices.
Well, say you give him the first four games and you put Pickett on the IR, and now all of a sudden you're 4 weeks in and you want Pickett to start, and it's Minnesota, and maybe this is the last thing I want. But then you're waving Flacco, you're making Pickett your starting quarterback against Minnesota, Pittsburgh, Miami, New England, maybe, and you get the bye week, and then you readjust.
I know Joe did a nice job when he was here. 9-19, his team's record when he starts since leaving Baltimore. 9-19.
I know what he did while he was here, and I'm not looking at the 9-19. I'm going to look at what he did while he was here and his the cohesion that he had with Kevin Stefanski, the way things looked with the offense, and the understanding of what he did while he was here is worth another look. That other look should have been last year, but it wasn't. So this is where we're at right now, and Flacco has the ball week one at 1 o'clock at home against Cincinnati. He is your starter. More of your reaction coming up in just a moment. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan, 216-474-0092.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.